dripping out of the sun. I call out your God till before me he stands. But don't send me Jesus, he's only a man. Please! Savage!
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 132, I think. 132 or 131. I don't know. I'll figure it out later. Subtitled, I Beat a Bunch of Games This Week. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. www.gruntfreepress.com is the website where you'll see a brand spanking new review for Castlevania. But not Simon's Quest, which I did beat this week, so or Super Metroid, which I also beat this week. You know, last week I was all down to the dumps about the shit, and shit I couldn't beat, like how bad I was at games. It turns out I might be the best gamer in the world. I mean, I beat like two fucking, two NES games fucking for the first time, I think, fucking last week. Email podcast at gruntfreepress.com if you want to dispute that, but I mean, I think it's pretty self-evident there. I mean, you can't really, it's a pretty solid case I made, I think. So, I'll just jump right into it. I mean, no time for banter, plus, I don't really have any woody banter. It's unusual, but, this is a busy week for gaming. I mean, there's new windows here in my house. If that excites you, put new windows in. So, I don't know. I mean, you might notice a little bit of a difference with, maybe a little less background noise, cars driving by and shit, but probably not. So, banter. Banter, opening banter, that's what we do. Super Metroid, that old classic there. Finally after about, I don't know, I was saying like three or four fucking starts, starts and stops with playing Super Metroid. I finally made it through one of the best games of all time, best games ever made, according to some people. You hear that a lot. Oh, best game, oh, easily Super Metroid, or Metroid, the first one, which again is fucking horrible. I fucking hate that game. But Super Metroid. Went through it and I don't know. It's okay. Like, I don't think it's that great, but again, granted, like contextually, like when it came out in 1994, I could see how it was a big deal. It was a big deal, but I could see how people are like, "Oh, this fucking game's amazing." But again, going through it for the first time now, I don't know. I just don't think it's the game's held up particularly well. Newer games have taken that formula, obviously the Metroidvania formula, they call it, and they've taken that and they've done much more interesting things with it. I mean, fucking, better combat, because, the action in fucking Super Metroid's pretty fucking stiff. Better level design in some games, too. Despite, like, the map being in there, like, even towards the end of the game, towards the end of it, after I've been playing for fucking, 10, 12 hours, still getting, like, real fucking confused about, how to get where, what fucking, looking at the map, I'm like, alright, well, I gotta, what tunnels here connected to what, and fucking, I just could have been clearer and, like, cleaner and shit, what's like a fucking, like, a maze game or whatever, kinda, but it's like, alright, well, once I've, like, uncovered the shit and it's on the map, like, and I know, like, exactly what square I want to get to on that map, just, like, looking at it, and, like, I don't know, like, fucking, still hitting, like, dead ends and shit, and, some of those dead ends just seem to be there for the sake of, like, slowing you down, just being, like, a general fucking just, sorry, you gotta stop, and, like, just being a pain in the ass trying to get around the fucking map. I realized fucking Super Metroid, it's fucking, it basically started, it started at the start of the genre. I mean, fucking, again, you see, the people, the first Metroid 2, I guess, but again, that game is fucking garbage. But, I was saying, they call it the Metroidvania genre, and, some faggots get all uppity because, like, fucking, why do they even call it Metroidvania? Like, it should just be, like, Metroid-like, or, like, whatever. The second half of Metroidvania being Vania for Castlevania. Which we'll get to later again, but it's just fucking, it's just like, oh, Castlevania, whatever, Symphony of the Night, that just copied fucking Metroid and shit, and, look here, faggot, I mean, there's a reason for that. I mean, there's a reason they just don't call it fucking Metroid. I mean, it's like, yeah, you can fucking argue that, Metroid was the first game of, in that style, running through a maze and fucking, getting power-ups, which are pretty much, like, work as keys to unlock, like, new parts of the game and shit. But I mean, even that's, like, debatable. Like, fucking, like, oh, well, that's, Metroid was the first. Like, what was it? You know what I mean? Like, fucking, isn't, like, I don't know, Adventure for fucking the Atari 2600? Like, isn't that kind of, like, the same type of thing where you're just getting, like, keys and, you know what I mean? Like, unlocking, going through a maze and unlocking shit. But, Metroid popularized it. That's fucking debatable, just plenty of shit in between that's kind of the same thing. I haven't sat down and played, like, the original, like, 2D Wolfenstein. Was that kind of the same shit? Like, fucking, like, I think there was, like, one screen game with, like, mazes and shit, but I don't know, but you know, but by that token, just being like, oh, but you know, Metroid was fucking the, you know, the mainstream popular one, but you know, didn't, you know, if you, but saying that, like when you also say like, oh, but you know, Castlevania Symphony of the Night, like that fucking, that game like perfected it, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I played through Symphony of the Night like not that long ago for the first time. I don't know, like 10, 15 years ago or something like that. I mean, obviously, not that, you know, I played through it, like, fucking, not when it was, like, brand new, but, I mean, like, fucking a little bit later on. But I just think Symphony of the Night is, like, a much, fucking, much better game than fucking, like, Super Metroid, but, you know, my opinion, of course, but it's, you know, it just seemed like fucking that game is, like, just a, you know, cleaner, fucking evolved version of that formula, so, what I'm trying to say is you're lucky fucking Metroidvania sounds better than just saying Symphony of the Night, like, you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. They give fucking Metroid credit at all if you're gonna go down that line of thinking. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, like when people say, like, you know, Wolfenstein's the first person shooter, and you get fucking, well, technically, you know, there was some fucking shitty fucking first person maze game where you just fucking shoot fireballs, you know what I mean? Like fucking, you know, five people played that fucking game, whatever that was, like, you know, first person dungeon crawler. And but, you know, it's just fucking like, well, you know, fucking Wolfenstein kind of nailed it, you know what I mean? That led to like Doom, which is, you know, led to just about the rest of them for like fucking, like, you know, 10 years, which, you know, evolved from other, you know, other shit, like evolved off of that. Like, same thing with, like, survival horror. It's like, fucking, like, well, you know, Resident Evil wasn't, like, the first one, you know what I mean? It wasn't the first one, but that's kind of, like, the reference point for however long, like, you know, like, a decade. It was fucking just, everyone just copied Resident Evil, and that's still kind of, like, the same, like, template for survival horror, or fucking same with, like, you know, Gears of War, with the cover mechanic, you know, duck and cover, pop, you know, stop and pop type of thing. Or, you know, Halo fucking regenerating health, two fucking weapons at a time. Like, there was some other game with regenerating health before. I was like, yeah, but, you know, Halo was, you know, that was it. That was like the fucking, again, just kind of like the template. So, but you get the point. So, so much for fucking no tangents there. I know that was kind of banter, but, yeah, but yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong either. I did enjoy playing fucking through Super Metroid, but more than I thought I would too. I mean, I was really getting into it. You know, when you're on a good run and you're fucking making progress and figuring shit out, like one thing after another, and remembering where fucking obstacles were, like you're saying, like this is fucking all those dead ends, and being like, all right, well, you know, start going one way, oh no, I have to like stop that, you know, this hallway is a fucking dead end, I gotta go up fucking two floors and like go through there. And when you start like remembering that, and it's like, all right, okay, you know, then it starts making start going through a little bit quicker and shit. And or, you know, getting a getting an item and backtracking and dealing with it, or because you know where it is, like, you know, that's how it's supposed to be. Oh, I can't get through this door and I need something else, and I got it here and I know exactly where it is, and you just run from halfway across the map because you remembered where it was. And you know, in just discovering little secrets and shit on your own, it's great then. When that all clicks and it's smooth, it's like, all right, I understand why people love Metroid and shit. But when you're just hopelessly stuck, however, you know, when you're just lost, I went to the game with the mindset of, you know, I just want to fucking beat the game. Like, I'm not trying to fucking speed run it, or I'm not trying to like 100% get every item and shit and just 100% completion and unlock, you know, every little square of the map. I didn't really give a shit. I just want to just go through, just beat it, you know? And just give me the main path, and I'll take my time and look for missile and bomb and energy tank upgrades and all that shit. I'll do that when I feel like it, but I'm not going to be anal about getting every single one. And, play it normally, like how a normal person would, not like a completionist, not like a, again, speedrunner, nothing like that. Just go through how I play games normally in the best circumstances. But yeah, I mean, there were just so many instances of just I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what I'm looking for. I don't know what my goal is here. Like the main mission they give you is just find the Metroid. You know, if you die or whatever, it comes up and just say, well, you know, mission, find the Metroid. Like, continue. Like, you know what I mean? That's your main mission. And okay, you know, I'll do that. But then 10 hours later, it's like, oh, there's the Metroid. Like, you know, I found it. And then the game is basically over. Like, I'm not saying this should be like explicit goals or whatever, explicit, like, oh, here's a quest, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be like in a modern RPG of fucking, you know, go here and giving you fucking arrows of where to go, and or like direct waypoints, and or, you know, hand holding or any of that shit. Just I don't know. It just turns the game kind of like one note. You know what I mean? Like there's not much to it. It's just fucking pretty much turns into look for secrets the game. You know what I mean? That's fucking what Super Metroid is. And yeah, I mean, I ended up with, you know, he's even made, there's no way of knowing like main path or like secret path or whatever. So it's just, you're just bombing everywhere and fucking scanning everything and just fucking trying to find somewhere new you haven't been before. And that's just the game for fucking 10 hours. I ended up with a 94% completion rate at the end. They show you after you beat the game, like, how many item collection rate or whatever was 94%. And again, I wasn't trying, you know, and I wasn't going for that. I mean, I got every energy tank power up, every power bomb upgrade, every missile, the super missile upgrade in the game. I think I just missed two regular missile upgrades, I think. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? And I saw, like, I knew where they were, too. It was just fucking a matter of trying to figure out how to get them. But again, I'm like, I don't really care. Like, you know, I was like, I probably could have figured it out, but I don't really care. I just wanted to keep going to the end. Like, that was just something to, you know, I was just like, I think I have enough fucking missiles here. Like, I don't need those last two. Like, I don't give a shit. I just want to fucking keep going. Yeah, I'm not anal about that shit. That was just from, you know, fumbling around trying to figure out where the fuck to go. Like anyway, again, any way to go, and just, you end up with everything anyway. So it's just, yeah, it's, some of that shit's just fucking infuriating. For instance, here, you know, there's one part towards the end of the game where you have to face one of the last five initial bosses. It was just like the pretty much the main part of the game. You're trying to just find and kill these five fucking bosses so you can progress towards the last little part of the game. So, yeah, I mean, the last one that you can get to, I think, I don't think, you know, there probably is a way to get to him first, but I mean, normally the way I was going was fucking like, all right, it's the last one I have to face, and so you beat him, and then it opens up this fucking, actually, when you're petting to him first, like, it opens up this big area that's full of fucking lava and shit, and you rush through a cave, and one screen, pretty much, it's not like a screen, but I mean, one section, fucking, you run through it, and as you go through, it's filling up with lava and shit, and you can't, like, go back, you know, even after you kill him, you can't go back out and go through that room or that area that's filled up with lava without taking a bunch of fucking damage. So, it's just fucking constantly pitting you with damage and shit. So, and it's like, I don't know, if you have, again, I had like the full energy and shit. So it's like, I might've been able to like eat it if I fucking like ran as fast as I could and like got to the end and like fucking just made it, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it's just, that doesn't seem right. Like, that can't be it. That can't be, like, what you're supposed to do. Like, it makes you just fucking eat a bunch of damage, you know? So, so it's like, yeah, you know, you fucking, you know, after you fight that boss, it's like, all right, well, you have to go back. Like, you have to return, like, before, you know, like, before where that fucking rum is. But it's like, dude, I'm not going to just fucking eat a bunch of damage doing that. So, just going into like that the new areas that fucking opened up after that room. It's like fucking just dead ends everywhere. There's fucking nowhere to go. And yeah, I mean, they give you this item, fucking like an X-ray vision fucking scope or whatever, and it just it's supposed to fucking highlight all the secret areas in the game. So, and I was being fucking, like, very fucking diligent with the thing. Like, you know, it makes, just gives you, like, a vision cone out in front of you, and you can fucking scan around and see, you know, it just shows you what walls are faults and, what walls can be bombed and all that shit. And, so I'm stuck in this new area here, and there's fucking nowhere to go. And so naturally I'm just like, all right, well, I'm just gonna fucking, I can't figure it out just by, like, you know, running around. And again, I'm pretty fucking, you know, anal about fucking using the vision cone thing just to fucking see again. I don't want to like miss anything, so I'm just like stopping fucking every few feet and pulling out the fucking the vision thing and just looking around the X-ray vision thing. So yeah, I'm just thinking like, yeah, I must have missed something here. There's got to be like some kind of like secret passage to get me back out, and can't figure it out. I'm just fucking running back and forth, fucking bombing every little tunnel, you know. But if it's like, I can't use that. Can't stand up in this tunnel here. I'm using the fucking the X-ray vision. So I mean, you can't use the X-ray vision if you're fucking not standing up. So I'm just like, all right, well, maybe it's like in this little tunnel here, and I'm just fucking bombing like everything and just fucking power bombing everything, fucking every screen, and just fucking just nothing. Like, yeah, like, I can't figure out where to go. So yeah, I mean, I fucking look online and yeah, there's a wall you just fucking like walk through, like a false wall. You know, just this one fucking particular wall that fucking just decides, like, again, there's a few of them in the game, but fucking use that X-ray and it shows this fucking like, oh, you know, you look at it through that X-ray vision and it's fucking, oh, there's no wall there, you can see it. But fucking this one's just fucking like, you know, you look at it and it looks like it's there on the fucking, you know what I mean, through the fucking X-ray thing, but it's just fucking the one, you know, one fucking wall in the game just fucking decides, like, not to show up. Like, you know, again, every other wall in the game will fucking show up on the X-ray vision, but just this one just doesn't, you know what I mean? It's just like, dude, that's some fucking bullshit. Like, yeah, they change the rules of the game, like, when they feel like it, pretty much. Like, you know, again, why do they do that? Like, just to be a fucking pain in the ass, I guess, you know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, some people might say that's, bad game design, like you know. So anyway, yeah, Super Metroid, that's in the books, not in the literal books, the official Grunt Free books, because I'm not gonna write a fucking review for it, just because, you know, I had to look shit up online to complete it, you know, without getting fucking turned into like a 30-hour fucking thing and getting like disgusted and probably quitting again for like the fucking like fourth time. Just fucking like, dude, fuck this game. And just like, yeah, I want to try to get through it. So I looked up again. It's where I was stuck trying to fucking figure it out. And yeah, doing that generally fucking disqualifies it from an official review from me. And B also, you know, I don't fucking feel like it. Again, I didn't like dislike it, but I didn't dislike fucking Super Metroid, but it's just like, I don't feel strongly about it either. It's fucking like, I didn't fucking love it and fucking like, you know what I mean? Didn't fucking hate it, but, you know what I mean? Just meh. I mean, it was a game, Super Metroid. I mean, again, I can see how it has its place in fucking, like, history, but it's just like, yeah, I'll probably never fucking play it again, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't fucking recommend, like, stopping what you're doing now and going to play it. So, again, there you go. And fucking, real quick, I will say, too, again, what fucking, other than fucking, like, looking shit up online when I was stuck, I gotta say there's one person in the chat there on fucking Mixer that was helping me out, fucking, Kaiusuke 87, I believe that was his screen name as I was fucking playing. He was fucking helping me out a lot too. I mean, like, fucking, again, normally I'm like, fucking, I wouldn't like fucking people like, oh, you know, go here, but he, you know, he was good about it, like, fucking, like, oh, dude, he could see I'm like stuck. I'm just, he's just like, dude, no, fucking bomb there and like whatever. Yeah, I'd be running, you know, running past somewhere, I'd be like, wait, stop, go back, all right, there's a fucking missile there, whatever, bomb that wall, like whatever. So that was fun. He was good about that. So And on that note of fucking not getting reviews, which is everybody's favorite subject, mine especially, because it means you don't have to do anything, then you don't have to read anything, so it works out for everybody. Yeah, you're just gonna get a similar flavor here, a similar treatment for Castlevania II, Simon's Quest again, which I also went through this week. Simon's Quest, I don't know, just. Wasn't much of a quest. We'll put it that way. Yeah, I mean, I thought the game was going to take me fucking weeks to get through. Like, fucking, you know, just, yeah, I was talking about last week, you know, I remembered it being this fucking really big and fucking difficult and cryptic fucking game. So, again, the last show there, I went down fucking memory lane, and I was talking about how even after I printed out, like, a fucking walkthrough of the game, I just couldn't fucking do it. I'm just fucking, like, I can't figure this out. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, I couldn't figure out if it wasn't the strategy guide wasn't fucking written, like, well, or just fucking, like, I don't know, I'm an idiot or, like, whatever. But yeah, this time I'm going through, and I just blew through it, like, a few hours. Like, it wasn't even a fucking big deal. Like, it was fucking, like nothing. I'd actually say it's one of the fucking easiest NES games out there. I mean, it's fucking really, really no fucking... there's no stakes to it. Stakes, get it? Wooden stakes. I mean, yeah, you have fucking unlimited continues, and when you continue the game, like, when you die in, when you continue, like, it doesn't matter. It starts you off, like, fucking... right where you died. Like, fucking, just continue, and you're fucking right there. Like, directly. Like, you know what I mean? Just, right where you were standing, pretty much, before you died. It's fucking like, oh, nope, you're right there. I just fucking keep going. So, yeah, I mean, the only downside to continuing is, I think you get, like, different endings for the game, like, depending on how well you do, like, fucking how quick you do it, how many deaths are, like, continues or whatever, and just, but... Again, once again, like, I don't give a fuck, like, you know what I mean, it's fucking, it's want to beat the game, like, it's not fucking, like, oh, I'm not trying to get the best ending or whatever, if there's an ending, you know what I mean, like, fucking, if I beat it and the fucking, the credits roll and shit, like, the game's done, like, you know what I mean, I'm not fucking, like, oh, you know, we get, like, another different cutscene if you do this and that, and fucking, you know what I mean, it's whatever, man, especially, you know, most games in general I'm like that, but, especially on fucking NES, you know what I mean? Where it's fucking like, oh, they just, like, change a couple words or whatever, or just, maybe a different, like, still image or some shit, like, fucking, whatever, dude, fucking, right? Sure. Yeah, just, so, yeah, I remember the game being fucking just hard and fucking massive and shit, and just, yeah, but, yeah, once you fucking know what you're doing, there's fucking just really not much to it. I mean, you have to fucking do things like a specific order. Like, it's like fucking, right, I gotta go right a few fucking screens and beat that, and then, like, you know, go left a few screens and fucking, you know, buy the right items to pass, like, these certain parts and shit, and then fucking, besides that, though, like, the actual just, like, going through is fucking nothing, dude. It's like fucking, you just fucking blow right through it. And, yeah, I mean, the main problem I had before, like, and I had again this time, it confused the shit out of me, that was that ferry. There's a fucking, like, ferry you have to fucking get on and ride from one side of a lake to another, and, yeah, even, even after reading the fucking, the strategy guide, it says, you know, you need Dracula's heart before you can cross the ferry, you know what I mean? So it's like, I never fucking, like, you know, it was, all right, so I figured, like, you couldn't, the way the game's set up is you're trying to find these fucking, these mansions that are fucking, they're basically just fucking, like, mazes you have to go through, and they're not particularly fucking big or, like, difficult fucking mazes either, you know what I mean? It's fucking, the big pain in the ass is there's false floors and shit you have to throw fucking holy water at to fucking figure out where it is, and that's just, you have to stop every, like, 2 feet and just find out where the fucking, the false floors are that you're gonna fucking drop down from. But, yeah, so, you know, there's these fucking, these mansions, and fucking inside each fucking, inside each mansion, there's a fucking an orb at the end of it, and yeah, it's not a boss. Like it's just a fucking an orb sitting on a pedestal. But you need to buy an oak stake to fucking throw it the orb. So after you do that, you get one of Dracula's body parts, and that's what you do when you're trying to assemble Dracula so you can kill him again or whatever the fuck. I don't know what the fuck that's about, but so you have to, you know, it's like five fucking years, so you just have to fucking do that five times pretty much, and seems dumb, but I don't know what that's about. Fucking like, oh, Dracula's dead, and they fucking like cut him up and like put him in these different mansions. Oh, we gotta go fucking find his parts and put him back together and kill him again. I don't know, this is fucking pretty much exactly what you do in the Nightmare on Elm Street game too, so fucking weird. I don't know. Nintendo games are fucking weird. They don't make a lot of sense. Go figure. But yeah, there's a fucking old man in there too. And each fucking mansion, and he's selling the oak stakes that you need. You know, so it's fucking. So it's pretty much like two steps. You got a 2 points in each maze. You got to find. So you got to find the old man to fucking sell you the stake. You know, find dude and fucking buy steak, and then fucking find orb and fucking throw a steak at it and fucking repeat. And that's pretty much what you do. Like whatever, it's like four or five different ones. And then there's only like actual fucking bosses in two of the mansions of fucking bosses. Other than that, it's just fucking just a room, and you just fucking throw the steak at the fucking thing. And even those two bosses, if you wanted to, you just fucking, like, run right past them. Like, they don't, like, stop you from fucking progressing. They're just there. You just fucking, you can fight them for fun, I guess. Like, I don't know. But, yeah. But they're fucking, like, retardedly easy. Like, fucking, the first one's fucking death, and... Yeah, there's nothing like fucking death from the first fucking, you know, the original Castlevania, you know what I mean? Like, he's fucking super slow, you can easily whip the shit out of him, and he just fucking stays, like, when you hit him, he just kind of, like, sits there stun-locked, you know what I mean? You just fucking whip him over and over again, and it's fucking, like so fucking easy, like, it's ridiculous. There's no problem to him, and fucking, then the other boss is this fucking... this mask, which is a really, really dumb looking fucking giant mask, fucking just floating in the air and like spinning in circles, and like he occasionally fucking shoots fireballs at you. But you have a shield, like the first fucking part of Dracula that you get is like his rib or whatever, and if you have that equipped, it gives you a shield, and fucking that shield will fucking deflect fireballs, like so you can't get hit by him. So it's just like the same shit, like fucking, like, oh, I'll shoot fireballs. You just fucking stand there, don't do anything. The fucking fireballs ricochet right off, and it just, like, doesn't do anything. So there's no fucking challenge there. Like, it's nothing. Like, there's like no way he can like even like really hurt you. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, I'll just wait for a little bit, and like he spins in circles and does nothing, and fucking like, oh, I'll hit him a bunch of times, and he dies. There's like nothing to it. Even fucking Dracula at the end's a fucking joke. Like, I don't even know, like, how he attacks, because fucking, you know, as soon as he fucking appeared, you know, after you fucking collect all the body parts, you put him in fucking the end of the last mansion, and just fucking, as soon as he appears, he just started fucking whipping him and throwing fucking knives at him and shit, and fucking, he didn't even fucking move, like, he just stayed there in one spot. Again, he's fucking just stun locked, nothing he can do, and just, like probably like 10 seconds, and he was dead, so, yeah, I mean, that's, that shit's fucking not difficult at all, you know what I mean? Figuring out how stuff works in the game, that's the issue. Like, fucking, that ferry, you know, to cross that fucking, the boat on the, you know, the ferry to cross the fucking lake, you need Dracula's heart to cross, which... Again, just fucking at the end of one of the mansions, you get the heart. So it's like, all right, so I get that. I have the heart. So it's fucking talk to the ferryman, and he fucking takes you across the lake. So it's like, all right, so that's what I want, right? I have the fucking heart and shit. Fucking talk to him. He takes me across the lake, and it's like, all right, so. So yeah, there's a town over there, and I'm fucking wandering around the fucking town and shit, and just But then I'm just like, all right, okay, so what do I do now? As you know, it's fucking like, I think there's like another dead end at the end of that, and just fucking, I'm like, all right, so I'm looking at the walkthrough of like, all right, so where's this next fucking mansion? And just, it's saying the next one's like fucking two screens over from where the ferry drops you off, like fucking, like, oh, there'll be like a fucking whatever, one screen, like the next one, the second mansion's there and shit. And I'm like, well, that's not like fucking, no, this is a town there when I'm doing it, like fucking, what the fuck is going on? So, on my game, it's like a town and then like a couple screens and like another town. It's like, dude, like, what the fuck? No mansion, you know what I mean? So, I'm like, all right, what the fuck? So I look it up on YouTube and fucking the same shit. It's like, all right, I'm watching the guy crosses the lake to the left and fucking like the next screen over is a fucking mansion. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on here, dude? So I was thinking my fucking... my game was fucking broken, or like, you know, the ROM was fucked up, or like, dude, like, you know what I mean? It was like some like anti-piracy bullshit, like ROM that like wouldn't let you progress from there. So, but no, you have to like equip the heart, like fucking, you'd figure you have the fucking heart in your inventory and shit. Like, it's just there, you know what I mean? It's in your inventory and fucking saying like, oh, you know, the ferryman's fucking letting you fucking cross and shit. So, but no, you have to like go into your inventory, but you have to, you know, this little arrow to select what you have fucking equipped, and like you have to put the arrow on the heart before you talk to him and shit, and then he lets you cross, and like it changes like where he fucking takes you. But yeah, it's one of those things like fucking like, yeah, but I mean, like, you know what I mean? It's just worded like really poorly in the fucking walkthrough, you know what I mean? Where it's fucking, oh, just have the heart and fucking blah blah blah. Or like, it's like, all right, well, I have the heart, and I talked to the guy, and like now everything's fucking different, you know what I mean? So I think that's the main thing that fucked me up before, and it fucked me up again, like this time too. Like, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I had no idea. But because yeah, once you have like none of the other fucking like things from fucking you get from the Dracula body parts, besides like the first one when you have like the shield and shit, like they don't. Nothing you'd really fucking equip, you know what I mean? Like, it's nothing fucking great, but, yeah, but other than that fucking one thing there, like, it's just like, yeah, once you know, like, the other little bullshit areas, like, fucking, you know, the crystals, you have to have certain fucking crystals and fucking kneel down with them and, you know, or whatever, fucking tornado comes and takes you away, or fucking, like, oh, have the garlic equipped to do some other bullshit, so... I've heard this fucking, criticism of the game of fucking, you know, that, it's like, oh, you know, the hints you find, like the notes you find and shit, and, you know, what the townspeople tell you, that doesn't help you at all, but they actually do, like, you know what I mean? Like, it actually does pretty much tell you what to do in the game. It's just, it's just really badly translated fucking English, you know what I mean? It's fucking, that's the problem. Like, I don't think it's even really cryptic on purpose at all, you know what I mean? It's just a fucking awful translation, that's all it is. I mean, there are some things that fucking definitely make no fucking sense, like even after reading, like how, like, some systems in the game work, like fucking, leveling up, like you can gain levels like a fucking RPG in the game, but it's only like 5 or 6 of them. Like, they max it out at like 6, I believe. But yeah, every time you level up, like, it raises your maximum life, and I think your defense too, so you can take more hits and shit. But yeah, you have to collect a certain number of hearts for that, which the enemies randomly drop when you kill them. But so it's like, all right, yeah, whatever. So it's fucking, which is weird, but. Yeah, I'm reading how it works, and there's like an experience table of fucking like, oh, you need this many hearts to level up for 1, 2, you know what I mean? There's like a leveling up table or whatever. But then like, it might as well just say like, I don't know, fucking collect hearts and like maybe you'll gain a level, like fucking maybe not, like yeah, just fucking, you know, the experience that you gain like resets if you continue. So I guess that's like another downside when you continue is, yeah, your fucking experience like resets that you're gaining. So I mean you lose the hearts that you collected, and you have to like start over from zero. But But then it says, like, you know, if you level up, the every time you level up, like the experience that you're gaining also, like, goes back to zero, you know what I mean? So you have to get, so it'd be like, you know, if you have to get, like, whatever it was, like 50 hearts for level one, and like then 100 for level two, it's like fucking, you know what I mean? So it's like, all right, 50, you level up, then like it resets to zero, and you have to get 100 from scratch, like, to get to level two, you know what I mean? So it's not like 50 and then plus 50 or whatever. But yeah, I mean, there's not like a separate like XP counter or anything. There's not like a fucking like little bar of like experience bar or whatever like that. Like, you know, it's just fucking like hearts, and you have no way of fucking knowing like how are you doing. Like, you know, the hearts are also fucking currency in the game. So it's like if you spend them, you know, if you spend them on something, like, does that reset it too? Like, I don't know. I didn't really get that. And then, fucking, like, you know, you also use it for some of, like, the sub-weapons, they use hearts, you know what I mean? It's like, fucking, you throw the holy water, doesn't use fucking hearts to, like, it doesn't cost any hearts to use, but if you use, like, a knife like that does, if you use, like, the flame like that does, it's just, like, all over the fucking place, so, yeah, then as you get up to, like, the higher levels, like, you need fucking, it's like, oh, you know, to get to, you know, it's like 500 or 600 hearts to fucking hit the maximum level, but the maximum number of hearts that you can fucking carry, like the maximum number of the fucking the hearts can show you is fucking 256. But you're trying to get to like 500 or 600 to fucking like level up, and it's like, dude, like what the fuck is this? And to make it even more confusing, there's fucking four digits there that tell you how many you have, but it just maxes out at 256. So, yeah, I mean, fucking, and then there's some other bullshit where it's fucking like, oh, they don't want you like hanging around the same spot and fucking, you know, they don't want you like grinding in like one fucking screen or whatever, one area to fucking level up. So, yeah, so, you know, so after a while, like, if you just stay in the same spot, like the hearts that you collect, In that area, just like stop counting towards your XP. Like, you know what I mean? Like the enemies will still drop and shit. You can still like keep collecting them, but they're just not counting towards your level. So, but there's no way to tell when that happens. You know what I mean? Again, there's no fucking like meter. There's no nothing. There's no like little, no nothing. So yeah, dude, the leveling system is a fucking mess to say the fucking least. Like, it's like, dude, it's like cool that you can level up, but it just makes no fucking sense at all. Speaking of making no sense, I'm going to take a break right now in the middle of everything.
I took all of this money and I brought it home.
Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press podcast. And we're just talking about Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, and some of the shortcomings there. But believe it or not, there's a couple shortcomings in Simon's Quest. The slowdown of the game, that's fucking something else. It's an NES game, and NES games do slow down quite often, you know what I mean? But Simon's Quest, I mean, does it so fucking often, just about every screen and every fucking mansion whenever the screen's like scrolling and shit, and you know, whenever there's more than a few enemies on screen at a time too. And yeah, I mean, in most cases I could deal with it. I mean, in some games it can be a little bit helpful, like in shooters and shit, but here, I mean, in fucking Simon's Quest, there's a lot of like pinpoint jumps you have to make, and you know, jumping over fucking like spike pits, or fucking jumping on and off fucking like moving blocks that are going up and down. You have to like just get to right to the end of it, you know what I mean? Or fucking, you know, there's a million fucking false floors in the mansions that fucking, you know, you'll fucking drop down, it'll fucking kill you, or you just drop down, it makes you fucking like go through like half the level again as you fucking drop through the floor. Those jumps you have to have like the last pixel of the guy's fucking back foot, you know what I mean, on like the last fucking pixel of the block too, just fucking make it, like that type of deal. Or if you don't do that, you're gonna fuck it up and fall. So even just fucking walking around the towns, there's pits on like the ground floors, like the bottom floors of the towns, where fucking if you fall into them, you fucking die. And you know, you just have to make these fucking like perfect jumps just to like get around like normally, you know what I mean? So it's pretty bad when there's fucking slowdown involved in that. So but yeah, I mean, overall I don't think fucking Simon's Quest is like a terrible game. It's nowhere near the fucking in the league of fucking the first Castlevania, but it's just, you know, it's completely fucking different too. That's the thing. It's fucking, it's like, it's just, you know, it's a weird fucking adventure game, you know what I mean? It's adventure slash fucking light RPG slash fucking maze game hybrid, and it's not like a walk to the right fucking arcade action type game. I almost want to say it doesn't feel like it's the game's finished, you know what I mean? Because they have like those whopping fucking three bosses in the whole game, and even those three, you know, those fucking mansions with nothing in them, no fucking bosses. So and even those ones there, those fucking those guys seem like they're just like placeholders, and they're you know, the AI is fucking broken and shit, and just, you know, the translation of the game is fucking garbage, but. It's still a weird fucking game, but it's not terrible, you know what I mean? It's just like an oddity. It has the best fucking music in the series, and some of the, you know, best tunes on fucking NES, I think. Fucking, it's pretty good. I tried searching for a good version of fucking Bloody Tears to throw in the fucking the show, but I was like looking through, there's like a million fucking remixes of it and fucking rearrangements and that type of shit for that song. But it's just, you know, it's just like, I was looking for, like, man, I really want just like a really good fucking orchestral version of it, and then there's like a million of those too, of like, oh, orchestral version of fucking Bloody Tears. But I don't know, just none of those are quite up to fucking snuff for what I was looking for. It's fucking just like, yeah, I don't know, this one's okay, but I don't know, not great. But it's with those, it's either fucking, you know, just like a straight fucking adaptation of like the NES music, and then they're just fucking like, oh, I was gonna do the same thing with like violins and like cellos and shit, and it just sounds like video game music still, just fucking violins instead of fucking like MIDI or whatever the fuck, digital shit. Or there's some fucking like, it's like, oh, you know, cheesy fucking butt rock fucking remix, or like techno fucking remix. It's like 15 minutes long. It's kind of like drones on and shit. It's like, yeah, that's not really what I want. So, that's a badass song though. Fucking Bloody Tears. I think I could fucking make something great with it. If I have an idea of how I would do it anyway, but you know, if I had any fucking musical talent at all, which I don't, but But yeah, I mean, I was still like toying with the idea of like fucking like, oh, maybe I'll find some fucking like music maker type thing, like try to make it happen. You know, how hard could that be, right? The issue being fucking, you know what I mean? It's like fucking again. It's like a good like orchestral fucking version would be good, but it's just like, you know, I don't have a fucking orchestra at my disposal, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like, so what, I'm gonna use like a bunch of like pre-recorded samples for like drums and like tubas and shit and, you know, violins, and probably gonna sound like crap, you know what I mean? Like, even if like I nailed it, if I can, like what I was going for, it's probably still gonna sound like crap with just like samples of shit. So I don't know, I might give it a shot though, if I'm in like that kind of fiddling fucking dicking around type of mood, we'll see. Which I have been lately too, again after fucking RetroPie fucking month, you know, whatever the fuck that was. So speaking of which, there's a Kickstarter campaign that's that caught my attention, and I mean, I remain very Kickstarter skeptic. Just I don't like the concept of like pretty much like e-begging, you know what I mean, or asking for money for something that's not going to be out for fucking years. It's usually not even fucking started yet, and it's usually either fucking, you know, the people who make it are like fucking, you know, successful fucking like rich guys that could either, you know, it's like, oh, they could fucking like fund this themselves if they really wanted to, or it's fucking or you know, or they get like a, you know, they've been in like, you know, it's like, oh, look, we're established people, we've made games for fucking 20 years and blah blah blah. So it's like, dude, so you could probably get a fuck, you know, you probably know people or whatever, have fucking some kind of connections to get, if you really wanted to get this fucking game out, you'd find like a publisher, or they just do like, just like, ah, it's like, nah, these guys are just trying to like minimize their risks, you know what I mean, and fucking like maximize their profits. They don't have to fucking like share, you know what I mean, like fucking share the profits with fucking publishers or whatever. It's just like, ah, no, we could go to a publisher, or we could, you know, oh well, this self-publishing, but you know what I mean, it's like, why are you doing that, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, again, so it's fucking, it's like, yeah, we can cut all the middleman and blah blah blah. It's like, yeah, cool, but you know what I mean, it's fucking, you're still like kind of putting all your risk onto your fucking like customers type of deal, if they're fucking like paying for something that just might be like complete garbage or might not come out, you know. And yeah, I mean, there's been plenty of fucking shit games coming out of there, or fucking, again, just some of them, just a lot of them just don't come out, and just people get fucking burned by them like one way or another. But no, it's just, you know, I personally have a fucking pretty good track record for the fucking, the Kickstarters that I've backed. I mean, I mean, just a few of them that I've done, but I mean, like fucking like Cheetah Men 2 on fucking NES, like I got that, which is, oh yeah, that was obviously a fucking terrible game, but that's exactly what, that was the point of that, exactly as advertised. Friday the 13th, the game, which that game turned out to be fucking great and fucking went on. I mean, that was a fucking massive hit. Like, there's some fucking thing I was looking at, like, oh, yeah, most downloaded games in, like, whatever, PlayStation or whatever, and, like, fucking, that was, like, number, like, 4 or something. Like, that game did fucking crazy, and it's really good. That is a good game. Yeah, I mean, the only issue I had with that fucking Kickstarter was I still don't have my fucking steel machete case that I ordered, but I guess what happened there is that they're sending those out fucking like separately, like later on or whatever. Like, they didn't have fucking time to like sign them all or some shit, or like make them all in time to when the games came out. So they just kind of sent you like the game, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna send you that steel case later. Just fucking put the game in there, I guess." But whatever, I didn't really get screwed there. So just still waiting for a fucking long time for that shit. But Deadly Premonition, the board game, was probably that was pretty much just like bing bang boom fucking off the door, like fucking, like I'm looking at it right now, that was just like a matter of, oh yeah, it looks cool, I fucking put money into it and forgot about it, and like 3 months later, like, oh yeah, here's your game, and fucking it just came. So whatever, I'm not gonna play that, but I have it, you know what I mean. But yeah, the only ones that I've backed that fell through were the Mutant League Football, that just didn't fucking meet its goal, so it didn't get fucking funded or whatever. So but I guess that came out anyway, like fucking last I heard it was in like beta or some shit. But and Night Trap, the same thing, where it fucking, that just didn't make its goal, so it didn't, whatever, you know, if it doesn't make its goal, doesn't charge you, so I didn't fucking pay for it, that just didn't hit their goal. But that actually just ended up, they just released it anyway, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, fucking just one day, it's like, ah, yeah, whatever, it's on there, like, fucking, it's on, like, Steam and shit, and I just bought it on Steam anyway, so whatever. Yeah, but then like the ones that fucking got all sorts of like hype and shit, and just fucking, you know what I mean, just getting hyped up of like, oh my god, like fucking, you know, mainstream, like fucking, you know, mainstream fucking game fucking journalists is fucking like, oh my god, look at this shit, and fucking they're just like trying to like hawk it like real hard, like fucking, and you know, those ones that I just kind of said like, well, like whoa, like hold on a second, that sounds fucking like terrible, like fucking Shenmue, remember that fucking game? Shenmue 2 or 3, whatever the fuck it is, 3, I think. Because I played 2, and, like, that was garbage back then, it was, like, a big game, but, like, Sega was making it and shit, or whatever, you know? And then fucking, like, oh, no, we're gonna fucking just some Kickstarter and blah, blah, blah. It's like, that looks awful, dude. Like, that's an awful idea. This fucking looks, the game's terrible. Like, why do you want another one? And nobody knows what happened there. Like, and it was, you know, whatever. That was, like, years ago. They were fucking, that got, like, funded, and it was, like, huge, you know, made fucking a ton of money, and just, like, they put, like, some trailer, and it just looked, like, oh, like, terrible. Like, it looked like shit, so whatever. But I was trying to warn people about that one. But, oh, nobody listens to Absolute Deicide. And then, yeah, then what, the retro VCS that was, turned out to be a giant scam, I think. That was fucking, you know, that console there, which is like, oh no, it's like a retro console that plays whatever. People are gonna like make retro games for it and shit. It's like, dude, that's like so ridiculous, dude. Like, oh, people are gonna make like, you know, proprietary fucking cartridges to play in this fucking old console. You can play like old games and stuff. It's like, yeah, cool. So, or you could just make a digital game, you know what I mean, and put it on fucking Steam, like whatever, like everybody else. Yeah, and then Star Citizen 2, which, I mean, that might turn out to be a good game if it ever fucking, like, releases, but, again, there are fucking people, like, professional fucking games journalists who are like, oh my god, this is gonna be the next thing, and fucking, you know, that, like, they were, like, personally spending, like, hundreds and fucking thousands of dollars on fucking, like, these ships and shit, just fucking, like, oh no, it's just gonna be so good, and then it goes, like, fucking, like, 5 fucking years ago. And it's fucking just, you know, again, just fucking constantly just, oh no, it's coming out, guys, it's gonna blow your fucking mind, like, get hyped, like, this year, and, you know, it's coming out this year, and, oh, it got delayed a little bit, but I just bought another ship, and just, like, dude, you know, delayed and delayed again, and fucking, you know what I mean, just, I mean, again, like, who knows about that fucking game, like, it might turn out to be fucking great, but whatever, you know what I mean, at this point, it's fucking just, I don't know, dude, like, I don't know, I'd be pretty pissed if I spent fucking hundreds or fucking thousands of dollars like fucking 5 years ago and had like nothing to show for it, you know what I mean? Then what else is there? There's like fucking Final Fantasy, whatever the fuck that was, like remakes or something, wasn't that like some kind of like Kickstarter thing and fucking, I don't know. Again, I'm pretty sure it was like the biggest thing in the world, you know, and it's throw your money at these fucking Final Fantasy, whatever the fuck that was, like remakes, and then again, just nobody... years later, just fucking nobody knows or cares what the fuck happened to him, you know? But anyway, check this out. It's fucking NES Maker, which is, it's a modern program to make NES games, and, you know, I know people have been making, like, a new and modifying old fucking NES games for fucking years now, and yeah, that's something I've kind of wanted to dabble in since I was a kid. I was just fucking, I was like, oh, I'd love to make a fucking, you know, I used to, I mean, I made fucking, again, just old, shitty games and, like, Apple 2GS, if, you know, I talked about a little bit, and make, like, fucking, like, text adventure games and, like, whatever, and just, you know what I mean, like, shit like that, but, I was just going through that, I was like, oh, man, it'd be really cool to fucking just make, like, a, you know, make an NES game and shit, and just, my logic was always fucking, you know, the fucking, the trickle down of fucking technology, you know, it's fucking... right now, when I was, like, fucking, like, whatever, like, 6 or 7, just being, you know, being, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, it's fucking, it's really expensive and fucking time-consuming fucking nightmare in the, you know what I mean, 80s and 90s and shit to learn how to make a game for the NES is a fucking nightmare back then, you know what I mean, like, you need, like, again, like, just probably, like, top-of-the-line fucking computers and then fucking all this fucking shit, but, but I was like, oh, you know, like probably like 5-10 years from now, it'll be fucking like real simple and fucking idiot proof, and you know, basically just fucking think up an idea for a game and just kind of like drag and drop and just tweak what you want, you know what I mean? like tweak fucking gravity and tweak fucking whatever hit points and blah 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 and just fucking radio, you know what I mean? Like do that shit on like a fucking, you know, fucking you know, consumer grade fucking computer, like no problem, you know what I mean? But but then even now, like fast forward to now, and fucking like, oh, so how do I make an NES game? And then you're just going down this fucking rabbit hole, you know what I mean? Of what the fuck you're supposed to do, and just like nothing's really like standard. There's no like easy way to do it. Besides, you know, just, you know, it's just fucking. You're gonna have to learn like a programming language still, and fucking maybe like maybe you can like kind of cherry pick and mix and match from different people or different projects, you know, of like some open source shit of like, ah, we did this to make this a little bit easier, and just fucking, you know what I mean? It's just a mess beyond a fucking, again, people do like ROM hacks and shit of like, oh, here's this game and like whatever, change, like if you like change like sprite swap or some shit and change a little bit here and there. But as far as like making your own thing is just, you know, I don't have the fucking, the time, you know, the time, the passion or the fucking, the intelligence to learn that shit of like how to like go in again, like pretty much just learn a fucking programming language and all that shit. And again, it's all just like old and like archaic shit. You know, there's like fucking like Game Maker and shit for, you know, for PC and like different engines to use and shit. And I've looked at those and fucked around with them for a little bit. And I haven't really been like too impressed by what they produce or like how they work. It's just kind of like everything just kind of looks the same and just fucking like, yeah, whatever, you know what I mean? But yeah, this NES Maker thing looks pretty fucking cool. You know, I guess what happened was there was a group of guys they were making like an original NES game, and they were just running into what I just fucking described. You know what I mean? They're fucking learning and using this fucking archaic fucking programming language, and you know, but then they're like, you know, we want fucking like our artists, like, you know, artists and shit, and, you know, different people we don't want them to fucking learn all this bullshit just to fucking like draw like sprites and shit, you know what I mean? So they're making like, they're trying to like, they started like breaking it down and like simplifying it and making like a graphical interface, so it's, you know, all in like Windows and shit, like modern, you know what I mean? Just fucking laying everything out, like drop down menus of how to change shit. And, all right, you want to make a sprite? Like, here's like a grid, you know what I mean? Here's like the color palette the NES can use, so it's fucking just pick from that and just kind of like fill in the fucking pixels and shit to make fucking make the art. And, you know, so they were doing that to make their own game. Then they're like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, we just fucking just made this for ourselves to make our game, you know what I mean? But this would probably be fucking really handy for, you know, anybody else who wanted to make fucking make games and, again, just not deal with the bullshit that we just went through to fucking make this. You know what I mean? We spent all this time making this for our people, whatever, our fucking team, and why not just fucking share it with, you know, share it with everybody else type of thing. So yeah, I mean, what they put up on the Kickstarter there, it's pretty much, like, done already. Like, it's just, like, what they were using is fucking, like, oh, well, here it is. Like, you know what I mean? But you know what I mean? The program is fucking usable, and, you know, they're still, you know, they're using, like, a version of that to finish their game that they're making. And, you know, they already have, like, a bunch of videos of, like, hey, look, this is how it works. Like, you know, it's just up and running. Like, this is what we're doing. And fucking, It's not like easy, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking, again, it's not like simplified to the point where you're just like, all right, I'm gonna swap these sprites and fucking, you know, writing your own text and shit, and nothing like that. Like, and you wouldn't really want that either. Again, if it's like, I want to make my own game and fucking like, oh, here's like some fucking like pre-made shit, and I'm just fucking, again, it's not like you're just like sprite swapping somebody else's thing and just kind of like modifying a little bit, you know? I mean, you still have to, like, all right, well, if you want to put, like, AI in there, you still have to, like, program it, you know, program scripts and fucking, you know, triggers and fucking change values and all that shit. So, you know, almost like fucking, like, what Project Spark was supposed to be, if you remember that, for fucking Xbox, where it's like, oh, no, you can make your own game and blah, 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 which, I mean, only hopefully this isn't, like, shit, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like in Project Spark, like you can make like the most basic of fucking basic games, where you fucking, walk for a little bit and like fight an enemy, and then just fucking like, oh, the end. And then but that was like easy. But then like to make like a full fledged game, like, you know, it's gonna take some like time and learning and shit, and you have to like dig through a lot of fucking like menus and fucking like learn how fucking shit like plays off of each other and like, set variables and like test everything to make sure it works. And and with this too, it's just going to be like, it's kind of like that, but you're going to be like, it's going to be like NES. Like, you're going to be like constrained to what a fucking NES can do. You know what I mean? Because you're making a fucking legitimate fucking game for the NES. You know, you fucking, you can test it, you can play it and shit, like on, put it in, just put like the game that you made in an NES emulator and to test it. Test it out, if we just want to make that, like, just fucking, like, all right, here's my NES game and fucking throw it out, and here's my ROM or whatever. And, like, it would be, like, like another NES game. yeah, then, like, if you're done and you want, you can actually burn the fucking ROM to a cart, and you can play it in, like, an original, like real hardware. Which, I mean, how fucking cool is that? You know what I mean? It's a guy made a Nintendo game, and I fucking, it's on, like, a Nintendo cart. You can put it in and fucking play it. Like, that's fucking cool as shit. So yeah, I mean, what you're paying for with this thing is, you know, is the software. Like, you can buy, like, the software separately. It's like, it's like Kickstarter. They have, like, tiers and shit. And yeah, it's like 20 or 30 bucks or some shit if you just want the software. Then like the hardware part of it is, you know, they'll give you like a ROM burner and, you know, a cart to fucking burn it on pretty much, but you can reuse, you know what I mean? It's not like I burn like a half fucking ass fucking game and now like the cart's gone. Like, you can just like keep using that, the cart, and just like reburning shit on it. And that's another like 60 bucks, I think, if you want the hardware. So like the whole package with shipping is like, I think it was like 100 bucks, like even, like fucking whatever, you know. The tier that I get anyway, so that seems reasonable to me anyway. So if it works and I can fuck, even if I just like give up or whatever, just like, I don't know about this, but yeah, if it's something I can just fuck around with it for like a little bit and just kind of like make it, you know, make a game and fucking whatever, like that'd be awesome. You know what I mean? I have quite a few ideas. I mean, fucking, again, we'll see how it goes. You know what I mean? Knowing me, I'll get all fucking frustrated by something and fucking rage quit after a few days. And, but yeah, I mean, we'll see if we can make something happen. I mean, I'll keep you guys up to date. You can fucking be sure of that. Yeah, I mean, the estimated shipping date on the thing is August, a more expensive tier beyond that, where you can get like a beta version. They'll send it to you sooner, and you can fucking like use it and like give feedback as to like, you know, like what do you have trouble with. They'll try to make it easier and like fix up any bugs and all that shit. But yeah, I mean, I'll let other people deal with that shit. You know what I mean? Hopefully fucking the people will get that, like hardcore like programmers and shit, and know what they're doing. And yeah, I'll wait for fucking version one and go from there. I mean, again, even if something's like off, I mean, it's still, again, it's just like digital software that you're using, so they can still like update it and shit, you know what I mean? So I don't know, that's something to look forward to. You know, make my own shitty game rather than complaining about everybody else's. You know, the Kickstarter's already funded. It's actually well past like their goal, like their what they had to get to fund it. It's been out for like a week at this point. I heard about it from, I was listening to, the Retro League podcast, and, you know, they were talking about it, and the campaign was asking for like, I think, 25 grand they needed to make. And yeah, I heard them talking about it, and I'm like, fucking, like, you know, and they were saying like, oh, you know, it's almost, it looks cool. It's almost funded and shit. So, by the time I got home and shit, and I checked the page, and I'm like, all right, I'll fucking put my money in there. And then they were like, you know, like they're at like double that. Like they're like 50,000 they were doing. So they were like well past funded at this point. I think at this right now, I think they're past like $100,000. Like, there's fucking, like, you know, whatever, like four times what they were asking for. So, and they are, you know, then they added some fucking stretch goals where it's fucking, like, you know, different modules there for like for specific genres they would make. Like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, if you're gonna make a if you're making an adventure game, like, again, like, here's like this template you can use, and it has like all like these preset settings on there to make it easier to just make, like, you know, a Zelda type adventure game. So yeah, it's more like fucking easier just to, you know, tweak what's there rather than like fucking like start from scratch type of deal. Or, you know, then like the next tier was like, all right, if we hit this goal, we'll make like an RPG one, then like a platformer one, and a shooter one. And again, they fucking just went right past all those. Those are all going to be there. And then like the last one at like 100,000 was like, oh, you know, we'll make like an integrated like music maker program in there. And yeah, I mean, they were saying like fucking like, you know, there's no, I was like, yeah, it's kind of weird. They want to put like the music in there. Like, you figure that would be part of it, but they're like, no, what we're doing is we just use like this free program. That's how we do it. So, you know, here's like the link. If you want to do it, like, here's the program. You can download it and fucking make shit. And then like, kind of like export it to this fucking, you know, the NES maker, and it'll work. So, but they're like fucking like, oh no, if we hit this goal, like, we'll make our own, you know what I mean? It's just right in there. So they did, you know, they hit that too. So, you know, and it's like fucking like, well, they're going to put a fucking music maker in there too. So, so again, it's like the whole thing seems pretty fucking legit, you know? Again, it's fucking, there's things like the program itself is up and running and shit. It's not like they're fucking, they're not saying like, oh, give us money and we'll, you know, we think our idea will work in theory. And if you give us money, we'll figure out how to make it work. It's like, you know, it's more like, hey, we have this fucking cool thing that we made. And, you know, if anybody's interested, we can, you know, they can buy it. And, you know, if enough people are interested, we'll fucking, you know, we'll work on it. You know, we'll whatever, hire more people to work on it and try to make it like better and fucking more user friendly and add more shit to it and all that. So, I mean, yeah, one of the concerns I had with it was like fucking, like, you know, it's like, again, I was saying, you know, they'll send you the NES cart to fucking burn your game on, and, you know, which you can reuse, I was saying, but it's like, all right, so you make a game, and it's like, all right, burn another cart, and you make another game, and, like, now what? Like, where are you going to get more carts from, you know? And just, it's like, all right, you're going to have to, they're going to make you, like, go through them, and fucking, they're going to charge you, like, $30 or whatever, and, you know what I mean? That's how they're going to scam you, this fucking, you know, proprietary shit that only works on the hardware you can buy from them or whatever. Yeah, but then on the Kickstarter page, they give you a fucking link to the company. It's like, hey, this is where we're getting our carts from, you know what I mean? They tell you, like, fucking just go to them. Like, get it direct from them. Like, don't even bother going through us. Like, fucking just go to, like, where we're getting it from. And just, they were saying, like, fucking, like, oh, if you want, you know, if you're gonna, like, commercially produce it, whatever, like, if you want, like, hundreds of them, like, fuck, just whatever, email them, they'll probably give you a deal or whatever, just fucking, you know what I mean? So, just, again, it just seems, like, cool and pretty fucking legit what they're doing there, so, yeah, NES Maker, fucking Kickstarter, again, it's fucking already funded and shit, like, whatever, just check it out if you're interested. Pretty fucking cool, I think. So I'm not fucking, like, shilling, like, fucking, like, oh, come on, guys, you only need, like, however many minutes. Like, nah, just check it out. It's fucking, I'm probably getting mine. Just fucking, just check it out if you're interested. So, yeah, that was the, fucking legs killing me. The good Nintendo news. And, yeah, then there was some really, really fucking stupid Nintendo news. When I first saw this, I had to check the fucking calendar, because I was fucking, it was fucking April already. Like, I thought it was an April Fool's joke. Nintendo is going to sell you cardboard, Nintendo branded cardboard, that you kind of fold yourself like fucking origami and you play with it. And yeah, this has to be the most retarded fucking thing I've ever seen in gaming. It has to be. Now, I know I use the word fucking retarded fairly often, but this is really, like, rock bottom. Like, as far as I'm concerned, like, this is, like, the lowest fucking of lows that we can get here. You're buying fucking trash. Literal fucking trash. You're paying Nintendo to get their fucking, their garbage off of their hands, you know what I mean? I work in fucking retail, you know, I've had plenty of fucking manufacturing jobs before that. And yeah, you know what fucking 95% of commercial waste is? It's fucking cardboard. I mean, everything's getting shipped around in fucking boxes, you know, plant to plant or whatever, manufacturing plants, and parts are getting shipped out and fucking, you know, store to store. Everything's in fucking boxes. You end up with these fucking mountains of fucking cardboard behind your fucking store or whatever, your warehouse. Like every week, it's fucking, it's ridiculous how much fucking cardboard places go through. Which all that shit gets recycled into, they recycle it to make, you know, make more cardboard, you know what I mean? Just, yeah, just because, you know, there's a never-ending fucking supply of that shit. Like, it's fucking constantly fucking recycling, throwing out and recycling and getting more cardboard in. It's fucking just constant. So, yeah, I'll tell you exactly how fucking Nintendo came up with this idea for Nintendo Labo or Labo, Labia, whatever the fuck it is, Nintendo Labia. Yeah, I mean, somebody saw all that shit fucking lying around, like, all this fucking bales of fucking cardboard, and they're like, hey, you know, hey, do you think, now this is a fucking long shot, is there any way in hell, you know what I mean, that our customers would be fucking stupid enough to pay us for our, to get rid of our trash, you know what I mean? They're fucking Japanese, so I mean, they're probably looking at a fucking, looking out back, and there's a, you know, bale of cardboard out there, and it's some fucking little homeless fucking Asian kid sitting on top of it, fucking folding paper cranes and shit, making swans. And they're like, oh, you know, oh, send somebody out there to shoo them away. And they're like, whoa, hey, wait, you know, I've got an idea here about what we can do. So, I mean, yeah, the sad part is, I mean, I watched, like, the fucking, the announcement video of that, like, pretty much like a commercial of, it's like, oh, you know, oh, Nintendo Labo was coming, you know what I mean, and fucking people making fucking pianos and fucking backpacks out of cardboard, and I'm watching, again, I thought it was fucking April Fool's, it's fucking like, wow, dude, there's no way this is actually a thing, like, just fucking, no way this is gonna get a reaction out of anybody but fucking, like, pure fucking ridicule of this shit, and, yeah, and then I'm looking at all the fucking, the headlines of you know, the different sites talking about it, and it's fucking, all of them are fucking like, oh, whoa, Nintendo's fucking ace in the hole here, it's fucking, oh, Nintendo's secret weapon, like, you know, oh, I don't get what Labo is, but I'm sure it's fucking amazing, and you're an idiot if you don't buy fucking five of them yesterday, you know what I mean, fucking Gabo, or fucking Labo, more like fucking Gabo, am I right? So, yeah, and then you look in the fucking comment sections for all these fucking articles, and it's like, Jesus Christ, you just fucking Nintendo fanboys, and you know what I mean? It's fucking, oh, you know, just because it's fucking not your demographic doesn't mean this is fucking dumb or shit, and it's fucking, it actually does, you know what I mean? I look at it as somebody who's been playing video games for fucking 30 years. I can safely say, like, that's the fucking dumbest shit that I've ever seen. Like, there's no way around it. So, you know, do you want me to fucking lie about it and be like, oh no, it could be cool? It's like, no, that's fucking really fucking dumb. I'll tell you right now, I'm not putting a fucking cardboard backpack on. You know what I mean? And you know, if I was buying something like that for a kid, I wouldn't buy it for him either. Like, oh, why the fuck do you buy that for anybody? Like, you know. I was like, hey, you know, you want a fucking, like, cool gun or something? Like, I'll buy you a fucking cool Nerf gun or some shit. Or, like, you know what I mean? It's like, you want a piano? I can go fucking get you, like, a $20 fucking Casio keyboard, and you can fucking play with that. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, I'm not going to have my kid. You know, I'm not going to have some kid playing with fucking trash, dude. Like, there's no way. And you know, you get that one that fucking drives me nuts, the people saying, like, fucking, like, well, you know, it's like, oh, well, won't you look like a fucking fool after it sells, like, 5 million units, and, oh, fucking egg on your face after it fucking sells a bunch. It's like, no, I'm not going to look like, it's like, dude, it's like, no, that's not going to make me look fucking stupid. Like, it's just, the thing's still going to be fucking retarded. Yeah, if it sells fucking 5 million fucking units of fucking cardboard, it just means it's fucking 5 million retards in the world, they're gonna fucking, you know, they're gonna have fucking piles of, like, expensive, bent, fucking broken cardboard pieces in their fucking rubbish cans, like, shortly, you know what I mean? I could have told you there's fucking a bunch of retards in the world anyway. Yeah, then I played a lot of Elix too, if you remember that game, Elix. Yeah, that's the RPG from Piranha Bytes, and I don't know. I'll probably save that. I'll just go into depth with it next week. The overall impression is that it's brutally fucking hard. Really fucking janky combat, and yeah, it's kind of like a mashup of like 12 different fucking RPG trope settings and shit. And I actually really like it though. I'm having a lot of fun with it, but I just wanted to say that after fucking weeks of playing with the fucking RetroPie and playing fucking Metroid and Simon's Quest and yeah, after doing that for like just that's like all I did for like weeks and like going you know playing a modern game after that after looking at like 4x3 fucking screen, you know what I mean, there's fucking giant pixels and shit and you know old fucking 8 and 16 bit games and whatever. After that, dude, like fucking holy shit, like that was a fucking shot. Like fucking, like all right, I'll play this fucking this modern game. It's like holy fuck, man. Like fucking, just like, yeah, just it's not the fucking Elux. It's like the best looking game out there. It's pretty average, but it's so fucking like bright and like smooth. Like it was like blinding me. Like whoa, shit, dude. Like it's fucking like ridiculous. I almost forgot about the fucking the new monitor I bought. Like, I'm just like, it was like, holy fuck, man, this is fucking ridiculous. Just, it was like I woke up in the future, you know what I mean? I woke up in a future where fucking people are playing with cardboard now, so. I'll talk about Elix next time and fucking the new Blade Runner I watched too, which, how was it? I don't know, is it still, we'll end on a cliffhanger. Next time on GruntFreePress.com, that's the website, podcast at GruntFreePress.com is the email address. I'm Absolute Deicide, and yeah, I mean, just lick my labo.
Okay.